Yeah, I think when people say, you know, what is transparency, Bill? I think people are saying they want to know what is going on in their government. They want to feel good about their government. They want to have trust and faith in their government. That's one of the reasons I'm here. We just signed the budget, and I'm here to explain to people this is what's in the budget. This is what it means to you. This is what we said we were going to do, and this is what we did. I said I was going to bring professionalism and competence to the state government. I said I was going to bring back a sense of integrity and trust to the state government. I said I was going to get the budgets passed on time because government should function on deadlines, right? In the real world, people have to live with a deadline. The state wouldn't tolerate it if people said, well, I'm not going to be ready to pay my taxes, right? So we got the budget done on time. It's no new taxes, no fees, no gimmicks, which is what we said to the people of the state that we would do. So I'm proud of what we did, and I'm here to make sure people understand exactly what we did. In terms of specific transparency, the budget bills were printed in Albany. They were sitting there for days, which is just what the Constitution says. I don't know that anyone really would have gone to Albany to read a budget bill, which is hundreds and hundreds of pages, and I don't think that's the way government is really supposed to communicate. For me to say, well, you should come drive to, we'll get in a car, drive to Albany, sit here for 3 days and read all the budget bills, you know, which wouldn't make sense to anyone anyway. That's not what government is about, and I don't believe that's transparency. I believe it's my responsibility, it's my obligation, excuse me, to go to the people and say, you live your life, you're busy. Let me come to you and explain to you what I'm doing. That's how I see my job, and that's just what I'm doing.
Can you have more open discussion with lawmakers, or does that, in effect, hinder the process when people are taking positions publicly that are normally discussed in private?
Well, look, we have all sorts of public discussions, public arguments. You know, I can be a little loose-lipped myself at times, so I think people understand exactly where I'm coming from. I have no problem telling people what I think and what I'm trying to get done, nor do the other officials. And I think the dialogue is actually good and helpful. I think the dialogue is best when it is respectful. And I don't think you've heard a lot of shouting in Albany or a lot of personal attacks. I'm proud of that. Not every government can say that. But I think we handled ourselves like pros. And most importantly, we got the job done. You know, government is supposed to function at the end of the day. Government is a service bureau, right? Do what you're supposed to do. People pay my salary. They pay the legislators' salaries. Do what you're supposed to do, just like everybody has to perform at their job. And we did this year. And we did last year. And that's not the norm in Albany. I said to one of my daughters, I said, you know, I passed the budget on time. And she said, big deal. You're supposed to pass the budget on time, which is true. But in Albany, they never pass the budget on time, year after year after year. So making the government function, that's what I'm supposed to do, and that's what we did.
Governor, you may have heard.
How have you been?
I've been well, thank you. That FEMA is coming out with new floodplain maps, and Syracuse got a look at its final version yesterday. And it's going to force some of our poorest property owners to have to buy flood insurance. Is there anything the state can do? Or
you know, not really.
What can happen?
I haven't seen the maps myself yet. I did work with this years ago in a different job. I used to work for the federal government when I was Secretary of HUD, so I'm familiar with it. But I haven't seen these maps. Obviously, any way I can help, it's going to be primarily the federal delegation. It would be the two senators or the congresspeople. But any way I can help, I will.
Is there anything, could the state sue, or is there a court action that could happen?
I really want to see the maps. I don't know that there's a legal action. Mm-hmm. If FEMA, unless FEMA's arbitrary and capricious, but if there was fact to their finding, I don't think there's going to be a legal action.
One more.
Could you speak a bit on mandate release?
Yeah, we wanted to reduce taxes in the state of New York. And in December, we reduced taxes to the lowest level in 58 years, believe it or not. You know, it's almost unimaginable that government can reduce taxes to a rate from 58 years ago. We also put a cap on local property taxes, meaning that local governments can't increase their local property taxes. Property taxes in many ways are more damaging than the state tax. Local government said, if you want us to keep our taxes down, you have to reduce the number of mandates that the state imposes on local governments. Mandates are actions where the state says to the local government, you must do this. We reduced a number of those mandates in this budget. Most notable, we reformed the pension system so local governments would be paying less to the public pension system, which will translate to lower taxes for New Yorkers, which is what our goal was all about.
Governor, can we just ask you one other question? That is on minimum wage, whether you think there's going to be an increase in the state's minimum wage this year, whether you think there's a basis for a deal this year on that.
You know, I think it's too soon to tell. I have supported minimum wage increases in the past. There's a school of thought that says you're actually going to hurt the economy if you raise the minimum wage. That's a debate we're going to have in Albany over these coming weeks, and we'll try to get that resolved at the end of the session, but it's too early for me to say today.
Do you support this one?
Well, there is no one yet. You know, the Senate is basically opposed. The Assembly is basically in favor. The question is going to be, is there a compromise in there somewhere? And that we'll find out over the next few weeks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Good to see you.